Steve Callis from Callis Remarks on the Comcast Business Hotline right now. Hello, Stephen. How are you, my friend?
All good, Joe. Great to be with you, as always.
You too. Chime in on this. It's been all over every talk show the last 24 hours, and I just want to get your take on it. Malcolm Jenkins taking a pass on the Super Bowl championship sign in the locker room, basically, you know, saying, I hate it. I want to turn the page. And do you think it lends itself to complacency at all?
Well, I tell you what, he sounds like Bill Belichick to me, right? Is there anyone more in the history of sports than Belichick? What does last year mean?
It's on to Cincinnati.
We're on to Cincinnati. We're on to 2018.
Yep.
Hey, I think he's totally right. I mean, I don't know that it should be a big issue, but presumably Doug Peterson approved of there being a sign there. You know, remember the old days? Act like you've been there where the guy scores the touchdown before people were pulling their pants down or raising their legs like a dog. They used to say, you know, make like Barry Sanders. Remember Barry Sanders? He's now ancient history. Give the ball to the ref.
Yep.
I think you act like you've won it before, even if you hadn't, but now they've won it before. So what's the, you know, everybody in the room, hey, here's what I'll tell you. What about all these guys who got hurt? And they got a Super Bowl ring, but you know Carson Wentz being the leader, you know, Jason Peters and Hicks, you can go Sproles. I mean, there's a bunch of guys, including guys who have been in the league forever, you know, who want that ring. And they're look, what are they thinking looking at that sign? Now, I don't know if people will ask and you'll get an honest answer, but I totally agree with Malcolm Jenkins. What's the point? We forgot? Did we forget that we won?
Right, right. That's the thing. They don't need a reminder.
Right, but I will say, it sounds like Bill Belichick talking to me, and, you know, here's a guy who's won five just as a head coach.
Yeah, won two as a defensive coordinator.
Right, so I think I'm kind of down with what Malcolm Jenkins said.
Among the rest of the pundits and experts and former coaches and players, Stephen, as well as yours truly. Now, you watched that game that set, you know, preseason football back a half a century the other day.
The baseball game?
Yeah, 5-0 against the winless team last year. Oof. You know, you're the biggest proponent of Nick Foles as well as I am. We're probably 1-1A. Played okay in a lot of situations, moved the ball well, but then had a couple egregious mistakes. How concerned are you about Nick Foles, and what are your other concerns heading into game one?
Well, minorly concerned, not really concerned, but minorly concerned. And I'll say it again. We said it on the podcast. The play he made out of the end zone, which was called for a safety correctly, was a fantastic play.
Great.
Where he got back on his feet and threw a, you know, 20-yard completion from his end zone. But still, it's still exhibition. Yes, you wish he would have put some points on the board. But he is Nick Foles. He's not only Super Bowl winning MVP Nick Foles. He's 27-2 Nick Foles. I think when the lights come on, he'll be fine. And don't forget, especially that game, how many guys was he missing? 3, 4, or 5 weapons was he missing that game?
Yeah.
And yeah, I heard you before, and I will say, boy, LeGarrette Blunt would look good in that
Eagles uniform right now.
For what? An extra million?
Yeah.
Come on, fella.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know how I feel ever since he came. I don't think he ever really got his due. And he had two of the biggest runs in the history of winning a Super Bowl last year for the Eagles. But whatever, you know, Ajayi does get hurt. That's a problem. So you take him out. Who's your pounder? You don't have a pounder because Blunt's not there.
Nope.
So I think these are issues, but I'll say it again. I think they have an advantage because they do have a bunch of guys who were set to win a Super Bowl, like a Wentz, like a Peters, like a Hicks, like a Sproles, all of whom will get rings, but you know what they're all thinking, especially Wentz. I want to be the guy.
Yeah.
I want to hold that MVP trophy if I'm the quarterback. And so, yes, they all got a ring, and they deserve a ring, don't get me wrong, but I think that makes them hungrier, i.e. better, than past Super Bowl champions. When you talk about a hangover, I just named you four guys who there's no way they have a hangover. And I think Jenkins is, of course, another guy, and long with back-to-back Super Bowls. And I just don't think they'll let these other guys have that hangover, so to speak. I'm just not sure about the running game. As you know, I was a lot more sure last year.
Sure, yeah.
and I'm not sure about Vitae at left tackle. You know, hopefully Peters will be 100% healthy. But some of these lingering, like the Alshon Jeffrey thing, I mean, some of these lingering things 6, 7, 8, 9 months later. And oh, by the way, is your quarterback going to come back in less than 9 months now? You know, I heard Tim McManus, you probably heard this, on ESPN say, well, you know, the kind of feeling in the building is we can't kind of really gamble when push comes to shove. Yet Doug Peterson has already announced he's not playing tomorrow. And you know my theory, if Wentz is playing week one, I thought he should have taken a few snaps last week and should take a few more this week. And if he's not medically cleared, he can't do that. I don't see, as we've talked about all offseason, I don't see how he can start in less than 9 months with no snaps and even an exhibition game to play against the Falcons.
Steve Callis from Callis Remarks on the Comcast Business Hotline. I'm sure you've seen the press conference yesterday and then the other day about Doug Peterson getting a little annoyed with the media and then playing games with him yesterday. Very un-Peterson-like. Do you think he's been thrown off by the way they've played in the preseason and the fact that Carson Wentz is up in the air? He seems to be more stressed than usual.
Well, he's clearly disappointed. I think he thought it was going to be, I don't know, easier after you win the Super Bowl. I he's a bright guy. I don't know if he really thought that, but I he's a different guy because he's won the Super Bowl and deserves all the accolades. You know, you did hear Troy Aikman last week, I think it was, saying, you know, I've won the Super Bowl. I've got to book tours. Definitely referencing, right, Peterson and Foles.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I've gone to all those chicken dinners and blah, 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 and then you got to get down to business. But I still think, and of course, I'm pretty sure the Cowboys won back-to-back in the 90s. I think they won three out of four with Aikman. So he's done it, and I guess he can say those things. But I do think, A, Peterson is different. You're different when you win a Super Bowl. I'm sorry, especially after all the criticism that he took. But also, there's another side to that, and it's like, everyone's going to give you their best shot now. You do have a mark on your back. That is just how it is. That's one of the reasons it's so hard to repeat. But I'd be very surprised if there's like a Super Bowl hangover insofar as that's believed to exist, because I think there are hungry guys. It's like they picked up four or five number one draft picks from last year with all these guys, veterans coming back. Yes. So I think they have a bigger advantage. I still think the NFC East is weak other than them. I think the Giants can make a run. They gave Beckham that monstrous, 3 months after saying, hey, maybe we'll trade the guy. They give him the biggest wide receiver contract. And look, everybody knows what a talent he is, but I was talking about guys lifting their legs in the end zone before. You know, has he really grown up? What's going to happen when he faces Josh Norman? Is he really this guy? But I will say this, and I think you'll agree, he's the most dangerous down and in 7 yard slant guy turning into a touchdown that I've ever seen, and certainly in the NFL right now. So is he worth the money? I don't know who's worth the money anymore. You know, how can you say? Look at the quarterback. So you're talking about Aaron Rodgers, and he's at least won a Super Bowl. But look at the contract Matt Ryan got. And he did, not only didn't win a Super Bowl, he took a sack, you could argue, to lose a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And Matt Stafford? I mean, yeah, really good quarterback. What's he won? So it's almost not about winning vis-a-vis the money you're making now. That's one Super Bowl among the top three guys. It's just, as you and I have talked about before, the roulette wheel. Now it's my turn. Now it's my turn. Now it's my turn.
Yeah.
And these guys get numbers that are unfathomable. And you still got to go back to give Tom Brady a lot of credit. I know most people don't have a wife who makes whatever she makes, 20 or 30 million a year. But this guy has given up a lot of money, tens of millions of dollars, maybe $100 million. And somehow the Patriots, without as much talent as other teams, frankly, they find a way, So, I can't believe Doug Peterson surprised. I would take the sign down myself. I'm sorry it's become an issue like this. But I think, again, when push comes to shove, I'm not saying the NFC East, the other three teams, or the AFC East for the Patriots are the other three teams. But I don't think much of Washington. I don't think much of Dallas. And the Giants are going to be, I think, good on offense, assuming Barkley's healthy, another big if. But their defense is, okay to good. It's not great. Olivier is hurt now. So I think it's clear sailing, not easy sailing, but clear sailing. Whereas I'll say to you, the Patriots in the AFC East, it's clear sailing.
Steve Callis on the Comcast Business Hotline. Got to run, Steve, but before we go, can you give me 60 seconds on the Phillies? They seem to be outdoing themselves each night in terms of debacles, in terms of finding ways to lose games.
I got to tell you, it's kind of, look, you've been on it the whole time. I'm more with that caller, Matt, a few minutes ago. I'm believing, dreaming, believing, whatever. You're more, I think, down to earth in terms of looking at this team. They're picking up guys. You look at the lineup, you think they can hit. You're right, they can't. I think Nola should get the Cy Young. He certainly over Scherzer. He's now outpitched him twice in a row. Should have had a second win over him. Only got the first, obviously. But they're losing games in ways you can't see. I heard Kapler about Vince Velasquez. Well, you know, if you're going to stick up after the game and say he's an inexperienced base runner, then maybe you shouldn't put an inexperienced base runner in
the game.
With the game on the line and maybe your wild card chances on the line. But I agree with you. That's welcome to Little League. Wait till the guy catches the ball. If you're an idiot, look at your coach and wait till he tells you to go.
Yeah.
So I thought that was a disaster. Plus, of course, it's the old third out at third. So I still have some hope or faith. Again, I look at their lineup. To me, they have five or six or seven guys who can hit, but you're right. It's like only two or three of them really hit when push comes to shove. But they've been getting decent pitcher. I agree with you. Nola should go longer. What are they saving him for next year?
Yeah.
Let Nola go the distance now. And if you can line him up to pitch in a one-game playoff, I like the Phillies against anybody if Nola's the pitcher. So I think they're in trouble. I think you're more right than I've been, but I'm still hoping against hope that they can. You know, Ramos with a big pinch hit the other day. They've added some guys, but they certainly have not hit as well. And the times they get six runs, they do. The Santana throw was like, where was that from?
Yep.
You know, play after play after play. The flip with the bases loaded on the bunt. Oh, my goodness. It is the Little League to some degree. So I have to defer to you because you've been a lot more right than I have been on the Phillies. But I still think they have a chance to sneak into that second wild card spot.
Wow. I'm honored to be more right than you in any situation, my friend, because you are the man, the all-knower of all things sports. Appreciate it, Stephen. Great talking to you. We'll catch up with you soon.
Catch you later, Steve. Great to be with you.
You too, Steve. Thanks, my friend. Steve Callis.